We are in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Just let us quickly go over the three Rishaynis of Rove and the Shaklev Italia between Rav Ashi and Rav Kahane. The three Rishaynis of Rove were as follows. Oma Rove Veina Niteres Elo Betzuras HaPesach. Rove had said that the Ruach Shlishis is only mutter with a combination of a Mechitzas Tefach that is split in half, that you can make from the Mechitzas Tefach, the Ruach Shlishi, you can make it Tula Choyayim, and you'll make a Tzuras HaPesach on top of that. So you make from the Tefach, you make a Tzuras HaPesach out of it. We explained Rove in the first Loshon held that you need a Mechitze. You need a Mechitze, and you also need a Stima on the whole Ruach. So the Mechitze's Tefach you accomplish because you have a Tefach. You split it in half. It's also considered a Mechitze's Tefach. And the stima and the whole ruach you have through the Tzuras HaPesach. Ike da amri omar rove v'niteres nami b'tzuras HaPesach. This was Amir Dikakule. The second Lashon held that it is not necessary to have a tefach beruach shlishis. One could have a stima and the whole ruach with a Tzuras HaPesach. Shnei kanim koldehu is also sufficient. You have one of the other. And here Rashi tells too that the second Loshon Rove held like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that it is sufficient a stimas tefach. So we tried to explain yesterday that the second Loshon held the inyan of a tefach which is toich gimel. You have a stima of dalit. So it could be that the cheshbon was if you say some roiv of the shir sukkah, so then there's a loche of moishchin, the ki'ilu, the whole ruach is sosum. But be'emesin, this is only an oifen how to be say some the ruach. You can be say some the ruach with a stimis dalit. Rashi calls it a stimas tefach. He says the tefach that makes a stimas dalet, and that was nemro aloche that you seisim the whole ruach. And if you want to be seisim the whole ruach with a tzuras hapesach, that's also good. And then the third loshen of Rava was the tzricha nami tzuras hapesach that you need a mechitzas tefach. You can't split the tefach plus a stimas. These were the three Lashonis of Rove. Then we had Rav Ashi Ashkechei l'Rav Kahane, the Ka'ovid Tefach Soichik, that's Rashi's Girse. He made a Tefach Soichik, the Ka'ovid Tzuras HaPesach. So if he made a Tefach Soichik, it would seem that like the middle Lashon, you hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that you have to make a stime on that Ruach. And he made a Tzuras HaPesach also. So he asked him, Omar loy loy sover ma lohod rove, the Omar rove v'niteres nami b'tzuras HaPesach. And it's very good, because if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you have to make a stime of, you have to make a stimes dalid. So, fakerzo, it seems that it is sufficient in the Ruach Shlishi with a stime. And then we're Moshech already, the rest of the Ruach. So if you're making a Tzuras HaPesach already, it's a Mamon of Shech. Either one is sufficient, either Esteem is Dalid and we're Moshech, or Tzuras HaPesach, but to make both, why is this necessary? Omalei ano ki idach lishne derove svirli domarove tzrichanami Tzuras HaPesach. So he told him, I hold like the third Lashon, that you need, besides a Mechitzas Tefach, you need a Tzuras HaPesach also. Now, yesterday we were Ma'irer, but Be'emeson, the third Lashon Rashi had explained, that is sufficient. You make a tefach etzel hayotze, so you have your mechitzas tefach, and you have a steamer. But he made a tefach seichek, so what is pshat? That bemison was the kasha. If you make a tefach seichek, so kochach, you're making a steamer already. So if you're making a steamer, should be sufficient. What is pshat a tefach soichik plus a tzuras haPesach? It could be. I just like to mention bekitzer nimrots. We had before a machloike. We had before a memre. That asuke asuye kemovoi, that means if you have two, that's the picture on the side of the Gemara, ois dalit. So you're machik gimel tvochim, and you make pochis me gimel, and then you make a pas dalit. By asuke asuye kemovoi, you make a pas dalit. And this halacha, you take a pas dalet toich gimel. There's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, a machlokes harishonim. Is this sufficient, or do you need a tzuras haPesach till the end of the movi? There's a machlokes 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. That means we have, according to Rove, you need a tzuras haPesach and the whole ruach shlishi. So l'chayre, in the case of a mavoi, l'chayre, the middle wall is l'chayre the ruach shlishi, that is, the other two walls are complete. Do you need a tzuras haPesach? Don't you need a tzuras haPesach? So there's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. One day holds you need a tzuras haPesach, the other day holds you don't need a tzuras haPesach. Then the Ramah says, but if this middle wall in Tzir Dalet will be a doif in Zion, Yizicha won't need a tzuras haPesach. That means if you have a sukkah osi kemovui, and you'll have a doif in Zion, that'll be the doif in Emtsoi, will be a doif in Zion, you don't need a tzuras haPesach. Fine. Now the Goyin explains, now what is the machloikis between these 2 days when you don't have a doif in Zion? When you have a pas dalet in Lovot, what is the machloikis? So the Goyin says the machloikis is as follows. One day you hold that a pas dalet plus lovut is a doif in Zion. Lovut makes a mechitza dalet, a mechitza. So you have a mechitza Zion. If you have a mechitza Zion, then you do not need a tzuras haPesach. That's a davar muskim. So you have a mechitza Zion. The lashon that holds that you need a tzuras haPesach, they hold that lovut does not make a mechitze, lovut makes a steamer. So if you make so, but maybe you don't have a doif and shlishi of Zion. You have a pas dalet and a steamer. That's what you have. So if you have that, so you need already a steamer and the whole ruach, you need a tzuras haPesach. So the Goyin explains that is the machloikis. If Lavud gives it a shame mechitza, it has a din mechitza, so you have a mechitza Zion. So then you don't need more than that. If Lavud only makes a stime, then you need a tzuras haPesach to be goymer the ruach. And the Goyin mitzad atzmoy asks a kasha. He asks, if you assume that Lavud makes it a mechitza, so he asks, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that on the doif and shlishi, you take a tefach soichek and toich gimel. So why was it nimsar? The halacha was, shtei mechitzes kilchoson or shlishi tefach, but should have said shlishi dalet. If Lavud gives it a shame mechitze, and that's what you need, so it's shlishi dalet, not shlishi tefach. That's the goyin zehore. And that day that holds lovud makes it a mechitza. Fine. Al koponim, we see there is a machloikis if lovud makes it a mechitza or lovud makes it a stime. And the goyin taketayz, if lovud makes it a mechitza, so then there's a loche shtayim kilchosim or shlishi dalet, not shlishi tefach. Fine, that's all of the goyin. So dachsach mir, this was the shakla vitalia in the Gemara. The Gemara before the second Lashon of Rava had held, and Rashi says that in the second Lashon of Rava, that you make a stimas tefach. That means you make a steamer of dalit, al yidei the tefach. You take a tefach, and you mamid it toich gimel, so you make a steamas tefach. So if you are, so Rava the second Lashon held, so if a steam is sufficient, you can make a tzuras pesach also. The whole mechuvin is to make a steamer on the ruach gimel. So a tzuras pesach, so miteres nami b'tzuras pesach. When Rav Kahane made a tefach seichek plus a tzuras pesach, he says anoki idach the rav svirli. What's that? Anoki idach the rav svirli? That I hold that it is that you need a mechitze plus a stima. That's idach the rav. But I hold you not need a mechitze of a tefach. I need you hold a mechitze of dalit vachim, the way the goyim taketain it. A tefach soichik, toich gimel, has a din of a mechitze dalet. And if we look in Rashi in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rashi in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Umamidei bepoches mi gimel, somach lachas hatfonis, epoches mi gimel kelova, this is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Vahavalei kemechitzo shel dalet vachim. Umeshech sukeshiva nimtze ruboi shel doifin osui. So we see from Rashi that Be'etzim Rashi explained Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in two different eifanim. Here Rashi seems to say it gets a shame mechitze. Roiv doifin osui. In the middle lashon of Rove, then Rashi said it's a different word. Not the vote is that you need a mechitze, a doifin, you need a stimas tefach. So it seems it could be, this was the shakla v'talye of the Gemara, and Rav Kahane was mechadesh, I hold you need a mechitze dalet, plus a stima on the whole ruach. Ano ke idach the lishne de rove svirale. Let us learn the Gemara further. Shtayim kehilchosam ushlishis tefach, omarove, vechein, now there's a girsa rabba over here, which is very much negeya to know. Vechein l'shabbis, migu tahavi doifin le'inyin suke, havi doifin le'inyin shabbis. Now, let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, v'chein l'shabbis, af al pi, shetzorich l'shabbis sholosh mechitzois le'osois reshus hayochid. Rashi says, in order to create a reshus hayochid, in Shabbos you need three mechitzes. Is Shabbos shel Sukkis, but if you have Shabbos shel Sukkis, mutar lismoich al mechitzes asuke, you're permitted to be soimach al mechitzes asuke, im oso birshus arabim somuch lepischoi suke. If he made somuch lepischoi suke, the ein bo elo shtayim kehilchosom ushlishis afilu tefach. Now the Peirish Chai has a picture of what Rav is speaking about. It's on the bottom of the it's picture 100, and let us let us explain the picture for 1 minute. We are saying as follows. We are saying that, let's say you have the house, which is one doifin. The house is right in front of a reshus harabim. You have one doifin jutting out from the house, that goes perpendicular to the house, and then you have a mechitzes tefach Then you have a mechitza stefach. And then you make your sukkah. So theoretically, and you have a reshus harabim, zooming back and forth over here. You have a reshus harabim. So what is the chiddush over here? So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says that be'emesin, in order to make a reshus hayochid, you would need another mechitza on this ruach shlishis. You would need three mechitzas. You just have a mechitza stefach over here in order to make a reshus hayochid. Aval pishet tzorich leshabish shalish mechitzes leoseis reshus hayochid. Shabbos shel sukkahs mutter lismoich al mechitzes ha-sukkah. Shabbos of sukkahs, you're permitted to rely on the mechitzes ha-sukkah. Im osa bershus ha-rabim somoch lepischei sukkah. The ein bo elo shtayim kehilchoso. You have two walls. You have the mechitzes ha-bayis and the mechitze which is jutting out into the reshus ha-rabim that's perpendicular to the bayis. Ushlishis afilu tefach, machnis umoitze heimenu lebeisa. So Rashi says, you're permitted to bring in and take out from the house to the sukkah. Ba'af al gav. Now there's a bach that says, and you're allowed to be metaltel dalad amis in the sukkah also, but that's a bach sagirse. This is what the bach says, but Rashi doesn't say it. Let's go a little further. Va'av al gav de bishar shabosois loy mishteri. So Rashi asks, even though this would not be permissible another Shabbos, inami bishar mechitze shel einon shel sukkah, or in Shabbos of sukkahs, you'll have a wall jutting out in a tefach without a sukkah, loy mishteri bahochi le Shabbos, it won't be mutter this Shabbos also. But the sukkah, but if this is a wall and a tefach of a sukkah, shariyah. The migu dahu tefach, agmerei rachmone lemoyshe, b'mechitze sukkah. V'ibal de teire tot Moshe Rabbeinu, b'mechitze sukkah, de lehevi leidoifen shleima le sukkah. This is a doifen shleima le sukkah. Havidoifin nami b'shabes de suke le'inyin Shabbos. So it's a doifin nami b'shabes de suke le'inyin Shabbos. The migu is making it, since it's a doifin legabi suke, it is a doifin legabi Shabbos. Now, this Rashi needs a lot of explaining. There's a Divrei Nechemya in the back of the Gemara, which is Marich in this Rashi. He speaks about a few of the Nekudas we're going to mention. But let us mention a machloikis lahaloche between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah. Lahaloche will have here in the Sugya that in order to make a reshus hayochid is sufficient, according to Rabbe, that Rabbe holds lechi mishum mechitze, it is sufficient two mechitzes and a lechi. That means min ha-toire, it's considered you have three mechitzes. We can have later this member of Rabbe, lechi mishum mechitze. Now, it is a dover muskim. If you'll have, we're speaking about Hilchis Shabbos now. It is a dover muskim in Hilchis Shabbos. If you'll have two walls parallel one to the other, like a movi, and you'll have a lechi koldahu between the two walls, so min hatoire, if you hold lechi mishum mechitze, this is a reshus hayochid. In hatoire, this is a reshus hayochid. Midarabonon, you need three mechitzes shleimis to make it a reshus hayochid. And midarabonon, you need a tikkun beruach revi'i also to be matter. That's midarabonon. But min ha-toire, if you have two mechitzes which are kemovui, and you have a lechi, a mechitze koldohu, either here or here, so memele, so that is a reshus hayochid min ha-toire. That's a double muskin. Now, let us talk about another case. You'll have two Gabi Shabbos. We're speaking about Shabbos. We'll have a mechitza kemin gam, a mechitza like an L in Shabbos. You have one mechitza over here, one mechitza over here, and you'll have a lechi kol tohu over here. You'll have a lechi on the third ruach, you have a lechi kol tohu. The Mishneh Brura in Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Samach Gimel says, Min HaTorah, this is also a Rishus HaYochid. Min HaTorah is also a Rishus HaYochid. You have two mechitzes and a lechi. Min HaTorah, this is a Rishus HaYochid. The Chazon Ish, and he brings the Raif from the Ran in our sugya, says Chas V'Sholom. This will not be, do not become, that this whole area should get a din of a Rishus HaYochid. Oh no. You only have a din alechi can make a reshus hayochid. If you have two parallel walls and you have a lechi between these two walls, so we'll connect these two walls, we'll make it keilu, there's three walls. But if you have two walls like a gam, and you have a lechi over here to make this whole area reshus hayochid, never. There's no such thing. In a Torah you won't make it a reshus hayochid. So we have a machloikis now, the Chazon Ish, and the Mishneh Brura, if you have two mechitzes kemin gam, min ha-toire, will this become a Rishus HaYochid? Now, we have to know our Gemara is speaking about this case. That's the case Harashi says. You have mechitzes beisa is one mechitze, you have another mechitze jutting out, and now he put a lechi tefach over here, so Rashi says that since this is a mechitza shleima legabe sukkah, it's a mechitza shleima legabe Shabbos. So according to the Chazon Ish, we're speaking about, or the Eraisa we're speaking about over here. That means without this migu, you don't have a reshus hayochid over here. You have two mechitzas. This lechi will not help whatsoever. So our Gemara is telling us that als the lomdes of migu, migu dava mechitza shleima legabi Shabbos, or Rabbi Sukke, it's a mechitza shleima legabi Shabbos. That's awesome. So min ha-toire, it's considered we have a mechitza, this whole ruach, because it's a mechitza legabi Sukke, it's a mechitza legabi Shabbos. Mid-rabbonon, it's, you need a tikkun beruach revi, mid-rabbonon. Who's talking about the rabbonon? Mid-rabbonon ain't a chadami. Mid-rabbonon it's taka also. But we're talking about min ha-toire. We're saying a moire de kechidish. That min ha-toire, in Shabbos, this will become a reshus ha-yochid, and he's permitted to, and min ha-toire, yamachnes ha-moitzi. That is according to the Chazon Ish. So we understand what the Gemara is talking about. When we come to the Mishneh Brura, we're going to have a shreklacha problem. According to the Mishneh Brura, without your migu, we have over here, this is a reshus hayochid min ha-toire. You have two mechitzas kemin gam and a lechi. So you have a mechitza, you have a reshus hayochid min ha-toire. Now what's the problem? Min ha-toire is a reshus hayochid without migu. Now we need to make it a reshus hayochid midarabonon. Now midarabonon, in order to be matter, midarabonon, you need two things. You need a mechitza, the whole ruach revi, the whole ruach shlishi. That's one thing you need. And you need a tikkun beruach revi. Now, if we're speaking about the rabbonons over here, we didn't satisfy the rabbonons. We have a shrekelcha problem according to the Mishneh Brura. If the whole migu was only negea the rabbonon, min ha-toire, the lechi will work. Min ha-toire, you have a gam and a lechi, so this is the reshus hayochid min ha-toire. So this whole migu that the Gemara is speaking about is lemaisa to be matter afilo mid rabbonon. Midrabbonon, what is your migu saying? There are two problems here, midrabbonon. Number one, midrabbonon, you need three mechitzah shleimas by Shabbos. And number two, you need a tikkun beruach revi. Here there's no tikkun beruach revi. Your migu only made a tikkun beruach shlishi. We have a mechitzah shleima. But we don't have a tikkun beruach revi. So what is pshat in this migu? This is a shrekliche problem on Rashi. Is Lulei de Mistafina, I wanted to say Pshat and Rashi, and we'll bring some rayas to this. That halacha, that will be guys later from Rashi also in the sugya. There is a halacha that if there are three mechitzay shleimais, it is still osur till you make a tikkun beruach revi. Why do you need this tikkun beruach revi? It's negeya two in yonim. One, it's negeya if you'll have to carry in the movi, you'll have to carry dalad amis in the movi. Number two, it is negeya if you'll have to take out from the houses to the movi. Because when you don't have a tikkun beruach revi, there are two problems. Are you allowed to take out from the houses to the movi? Are you allowed to be metaltal in the movi? So Baruch Hashem, I found a machloikis harishonim. Is this true? Without the tikkun beruach revi, will both things be awesome? I'd like to say over for the oilam a lashon of a piskei harid and a riaz and a lashon of the ritve. The Ritva in Sukkot, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, says as follows. Im loy hichshirei hamavoy karoy, that means if you did not make a koire and the ruach revi, osar letaltal boy, means you're not allowed to carry dalet amis in the mavoy, ulahoytzi ulahachnis minachatzeiros, not allowed to take out from the houses to the mavoy. That means this mavui, which has three mechitzah shleimis, midarabonon it's still a karmelis, midarabonon it's not a rishus hayochid, midarabonon it's a din of a karmelis. So therefore, two things he says. Also, litaltal boy, not allowed to be metaltal in the mavui, number one, and number two, ulahoytzi ulahachnis minachatzeiris alamov. Both things are also. This is the Lashon HaRitva. Now, let me tell you over a lashon of the Piskei Harid. Midiyei reise kol sheyesh loy gimel mechitzes have reshus hayochid gemura. Min ha-toiret reshus hayochid gemura. Umuter letaltol b'chol ha-movi. You'll have to be metaltol in the movi. Umiderabonon osa letaltol b'soicho. You're not allowed to be metaltol in the movi. Why? Why aren't you allowed to be metaltal in the movi? Because this movi, you're going to carry in the movi, you're going to carry daladamis in the movi. You're going to be walking along carrying in the movi, and you'll walk out to the rishus harabim. So what did the Piskerit say? They asked it to be metaltal in the movie, because you might carry out. He only mentioned tiltal. He did not mention you're not allowed to be moitzi from the chatzeris to the movie. He just allowed to be metaltal in the movie. The Piskei Hori Az says the same thing. Without a tikkun beruach revi'is, harei zeh rishus hayochid min ha-toireh. Umutel letaltel bekuloi. Aber chachomim osru letaltel boi bedalet amis at sheyase bedoifen gevi yitikon. The chachomim asot tiltel. So we see from the Piskei Arid and the Riaz that they own, and they're going with Alamdis. The best of this is an emes of Rishus Hayochid. The only problem was they asked for tiltal. If you're going to keep on carrying in this movie, you're going to go straight out into the Rishus Harabim. There's nothing blocking into the Rishus Harabim. So you have to know when the movie ends, when the Rishus Harabim starts, to make a tikkun beruach revi, it's a heker, a mechitza, whatever it is. But that's the whole problem. They only asked for tiltal Rishus Harabim. So Memele, now let us just say for 1 minute that Rashi also holds like the Piskei Harid and the Riaz. So Memele, then Rashi is beautiful. That means so Rashi, it will say like the Mishnah Brura, that Be'emesin min ha-toire, you don't need this miko whatsoever. You have two mechitzes kemin gam, and you have the Ayeva Lechi beruach shlishi, so min ha-toire tzur shus ha-yochid. Midarabonon, it's not a rishus hayochid till you make a whole mechitza beruach shlishi. till you make a whole mechitza beruach shlishi. That means the Rabbonon said you need three mechitza shleimis to give it a shem rishus hayochid mi the Rabbonon. That you should be permitted to take out from the houses into the movi. You need three mechitza shleimis. You only have a lechi over here. And that the Gemara says, migu dahave mechitza shleimo legabi sukkah. So it's considered you have three mechitza shleimis. So Rashi says, you're allowed to take out from the houses to the movi. That's what Rashi says. Let us see. Rashi did not mention tiltul. The Bach brings down tiltul. It could very well be tiltul v'taka biyosa. It will be matzah. Because tiltul need a tikkun beruach revi. And you don't have a tikkun beruach revi. Your whole migu is that we consider that you have a mechitza shlishis over here. So that's why Rashi was meiridik medayik bilshoinoi. And let us just see the lashon of Rashi again. V'chein l'shabes, af al pi shetzorich l'shabes sholosh mechitzos le'oseis reshus hayochid. You need three mechitzos, three whole mechitzos. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, we're speaking about midarabonon, because in the Torah we have two mechitzos in the lechi. So speaking about midarabonon, you need three mechitzos. Shabbos shel sukkis, mutar lismech al mechitzos hasukkah. Im also berushus harabim somuch lepischa isukkah. If he made near his door, he made a sukkah. De'ein bo elo shtayim kilchosom ushlishis afilu tefach. Which according to the Mishnah Berurah is also midarabonon to take out, because you only have two mechitzos plus a lechi. Afal pikein, machnis umoitzi heimenu lebeiso. You're permitted to be machnis umoitzi menu lebeiso. Va'avo gavde bishar shabos is loy mishteri. You wouldn't be permitted to follow me the rabbonam. Avo gavde bishar shabos is loy mishteri. Inami bishar mechitzi she'enan shel suka loy mishteri bohochi l'shabes. If you have these mechitzis and it's not a suka, it won't be permitted. The suki sharye, the migu, the hu tefach, agmerei rachmone le moishe, me mechitze suki de lehebe le doifen shleimer le suki. So this is a complete wall. Habe doifen nami be Shabbos, the suki le nyin Shabbos. It's called, you have three complete walls over here. You have three complete walls you're allowed to take out from the bayis into the suki. And just one raya that Rashi holds like the piskei horid, that lemaise, you do not need a tikkun beruach revi is to permit you to take out from the bayis to the movi. I would just like to turn to the first Rashi on the Gemara, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and we'll see something Rashi says, a very modern thing. Let us see what Rashi says, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The first Rashi on the Gemara. Movoi shu gavoya, movoi shu husosum misholish tzodim. It is enclosed by three sides. You have three mechitzes. Veroi shoi posuach l'rshus harabim. V'chatzeirois psuchois loi. V'yoitzois ubois l'rshus harabim. So listen what Rashi says. Harei hu rishus hayochid l'bnei chatzeirois. It's a rishus hayochid for the bnei chatzeres. V'osru chachomim lohoitzi mirshusei lishus chaveire b'loi erev. Shachatzeres kolachas lishus la'atzma v'amvovi rishus lekulam. V'itzricha boi shitov lishtatev kolachatzeres bepas oi b'yayin. Unicha shitov b'achas v'ina chatzeres. So when Rashi speaks about taking out from the chatzeres to the movoi, so Rashi says, it's a Rishus HaYochid. No, it's also, you have to make Shittuch. So Rashi, when Rashi speaks about taking out from the Chetzeres, Rashi says, Bepem Moli, Harei Zer Rishus HaYochid of Nechetzeres, and all you need is Shittuch. Then Rashi later says, and they said, you need a Heke Beruach Revi. But that's a double nicer. There's a Girs in Rashi in Erevin, which would also seem klo like that. Al Kaponim Bachsmer, this is Pshat in Rashi, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Al Kaponim, we're starting with a memre of, this is very good, Vigoyres Rabbe, because Rabbe holds Lechi, Mishum, if you go to Schabe, Lechi, Mishum, Mechitze, and Memele, so we're saying the whole thing is only Negei, the Rabbonon, Min HaTeire, it is a Reshus HaYochid, Tzai, and the Migul is being matter to take out Mid Rabbonon, you need three Mechitze Shleimais, and you don't have, and the Migul helps that you have three Mechitze Shleimais. Again, according to the Chazenish, the Migul is Negei Adereis. A Lechi wouldn't help a Chlal over there. So the Maise, it's a migu in a deraise. That min haTeira you're allowed to take out mid rabbonon could be yitzicha also, because you need a batikin beruach revi. That's tamazay wouldn't. Yeah, eisvei abaye, umi amrin on migu. Who says we say migu? That migu it's a mechitze for sukkah, so it's a mechitze for Shabbos. Vosanya, we learned in a baraisa as follows. Doifin suke ki doifin Shabbos. That a doifin suke can be made the way a doifin Shabbos is made. That means whatever is good for Shabbos is good for suke. Ubelvad bot shelo yehei ben kona lechaveroi shloisha tvochem. You have to make sure there shouldn't be between one kon and another kon three tvochim. Let us see Rashi, what the Baraisa is saying so far. Not up to the Kashi yet, but let us see what Rashi says. Doifin suke ke doifin Shabbos. Kol tzidei defonis. Sheitiru chachomim le Shabbos. Whatever the chachomim were matter a doifin for Shabbos, keep going. Mechitze shel shesi beloy orev. You have a mechitze that is only, you only have standing posts. You don't have, it doesn't go horizontally. Kidda'oma be'erevin makifin bekonim. It can be makif with posts. Ubilvad shelo yehei, he brings down the perish chai. Picture from it. The bavad shelo yehei ben kona lachaveroi shloisha tvochim. You have to make sure that there shouldn't be shloisha tvochim. Between one kon and another kon. Af al pi sherochov kon eina elom loy etzba. Even though the kon is only an etzba, the yesh bein kon le kon shloishet tfochim chosamashu, the ike porot meruba al hoimit, ye porot meruba. So why does it help the Gabi Shabbos? Shapidomi. Tamrin and Lovut, we say Lovut, Bahavale Kulai Oimit. So the whole thing is Oimit. It's not Poritz Merubal Oimit. The whole thing is Oimit. Oy shall Orei Beloy Shesi. Or you could have, you can make a Mechitza by Shabbos of Orev. That means three horizontal ropes. Kedisnan Hosra Makifin Shloisha Chavolim. You could encircle, encompass a reshus with three ropes. Havi hekif nami ledoifin suket. So it's a hekif also ledoifin suket. Period. So that's the taich of the first few words of the Baraisa. Doifin suket ke doifin Shabbos. Whatever is good by Shabbos will be good by suket. So if by Shabbos if kanim are good, if chavolim are good, that'll be good by sukkah also. Then the baraisa continues, ubilvad shelo yehei ben kone lechaveroi shelo yishetvoch. Ubilvad, Narashi continues, what is the baraisa saying further? Shiyei zoher, he should be careful, shelo yehei ben kone lechaveroi shelo yishetvochim. There shouldn't be shelo yishetvochim kshum makif. Ki heich edomal inyin Shabbos. Dim kein, because if there'll be shloisha tvochim, nofik le mitoiris lovud. So then it's not lovud anymore. Period. Now, lechoire, this is very schwer. If the Baraisa is telling us that doifin sukkik, whatever is good by Shabbos, is good by sukkik. Fine. So he tells us good by Shabbos. He said, but no, you have to be careful that there shouldn't be three tvochim in between. You told me that's the halacha by Shabbos. So if you tell me that sukkah is like Shabbos, you told me a chiddush, you don't need real walls. Lovodika walls, but you have to be careful, it's lovod. Shkoyach.
I mean, why do you need these three words? L'chayre tzapela. Perhaps we can say Pshat and Rashi to Eifanim. Either Pshat and Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says, Ubavad sheyehei zohir. He should be careful. Shloye ben kone l'chaveiro shloye shetvochim. Perhaps Rashi is telling us a chiddush. The Gemara later in the Aftazainim at Beis, it speaks about a mechitza tluya. So the Gemara says, a mechitza tluya is not good l'gabi Shabbos, a mechitza tluya is not good l'gabi Sukkot. And then the Gemara says, a tzriche. If you tell me l'gabi Shabbos is not good, that's an issa skila, so it's not good. Or l'gabi Sukkot, maybe it is good. That's his advice, Sukkot, it's also not good. Al Kaponim, we see from the Gemara that what is not good by Shabbos is not necessarily not good by Sukkot. Sukkot is a mitzvah that say, could be you don't need all the chumras you need by Shabbos. Is either one of the two, or perhaps there's a third test, which I don't know. So here, Rashi added the word, v'vatshe yehei zohir, he should be careful. Now what does that mean, he should be careful? Perhaps the halacha by Shabbos is an issa skila, you cannot be soimach an oimid. This looks like there's less than three tvachim in between, so we'll say you're allowed to carry. Could be by Shabbos, the halach is you have to measure it. I mean, we're playing around. It looks like less than three tvachim. You have to make sure it's less than three tvachim. Perhaps by Sukkah, which is a mitzvah saseh, not an issa skila, I would think perhaps oimid is also sufficient. If it looks like there's less than three tvachim, it's also good. It says, Ubavad sheyehei zohir, the same zahiris, you need by Shabbos, you need by Sukkot. You should be zohir shleih ben konet lechaveiro shleih shetvoch. Perhaps that is the chiddush. Or perhaps the chiddush is a different vote. We heard in Erevin, Rab Shimon Gamliel holds that the sheer lovod is pochas midalat vochem. That's Rab Shimon Gamliel. So perhaps one could say, that by Shabbos we paskin you need three tvachim. By Sukkot it's a mitzvah saseh, just like the Moed HaHavamina that a mechitza tluya would be good by Sukkot. So maybe by Sukkot you say lovud, and there we could be mekel to pachas midalat tvachim. Shteitach dod de bereise ubavash leibin kod lechaber shloisha tvachim. No, the same sheer lovud you have by Shabbos you have by Sukkot. Let's go further. V'davke b'mekoyim eisharbe, that is davke, if it's b'mekoyim eisharbe, tahavelei porut merube al ha'oimet. That means you'll have in a lot of places, there'll be three tvachim in between the kanim, so then it's porut merube al ha'oimet. Avu mokim echot, oishnei mekoyimis, havelu kipsochim. So this is considered like doors, and then it's called, you have a mechitza with psochim. Now let's go further in the Baraisa. That is the first half of the Baraisa. Doifin Sukkah ki doifin Shabbos. Whatever is good for Shabbos is good for Sukkah. Ubavach leibe kona lachaveiro shloisha tvochim. You should make sure there shouldn't be three tvochim between one kon and the other. V'yiseiro Shabbos al Sukkah. Now Shabbos is more chomer than Sukkah. Means whatever is good for Shabbos is ikha good for Sukkah. But there are some things which Shabbos needs more than Sukkah. The Yiseiro Shabbos al Sukkah. Shahashabbos eino niteres elo ba'oimid meruba laporetz. Shabbos doesn't become mutter unless it's oimid meruba laporetz. Mashe einkein b'sukkah. Sukkah you do not need oimid meruba al haporetz. Now let us see what Rashi says on this. Dr. Rashi, Shabbos eino niteres, im yesh bo psochim harbe, if in the wall of Shabbos you'll have kanim, which in Yisrael is an oimid, but if there'll be a lot of places that there'll be three tvachim or more, im yesh bo psochim harbe she'ein behem tzuras ha-pesach, ve'rabim al ha-oimid, u'mevatle le'lo oimid, that'll be mevatle the oimid. If you'll have porutz meruba la'oimet, it'll be mevato la'oimet. Ma she'enkein besuke, V'sagilei b'shtayim kehulchosom u'shlishis afilu tefach. By Sukkot is enough shtayim kehulchosom u'shlishis afilu tefach. V'afilu hoyu lo psochim b'shtei hadfanois. By Sukkot, if you have psochim b'shtei hadfanois, echod o'shnayim, דכי מצטלפס לוהו בהדי שתיים הפרוצויץ. If you have one or two psochim in the two walls of the sukkah, the שתיים kilchosim. דכי מצטלפס לוהו, when you'll now be מצרף, these two psochim, בהדי שתיים הפרוצויץ, הבלי פורוץ מרובה שריה. Now, this is also a Shvera Rashi. The Chazayin Ish in Erevin Sim, the Chazayin Ish is mitzaded as follows. From the last Lashon of Rashi, when we, here the Baraisa is telling us that Sukkah is better than Shabbos, that Sukkah Poretz Ka'imid is good, and by Shabbos Poretz Ka'imid is not good. So Rashi says in the last Rashi, Rashi seems to be saying that by Sukkah, if you'll have in the two walls one Pesach or two Pesachim, and you'll be mitzaref that with the other, the Ruach Shlishi, which is only a Tefach, and the Ruach Revi, which is in Gansam Poretz, you'll have Poretz Meruba Alo'imid. So by Sukkah it is good, and by Shabbos it is no good. So the Chazayin Ish says, from if we learn this Rashi Kipshutoi, we see from Rashi two Chidushim. Chidush number one, that what the Baraisa says, Poretz Ka'oimid, Poretz Meruba Lo'imid, I'm sorry, is good by Sukkah, does not mean that in the two walls it's Poretz Meruba Lo'imid. From Rashi it seems to be saying there's one Pesach or two Psochim in the two walls, and we'll be mitzaref this with the other two walls, you'll have Poretz Meruba Lo'imid. Vaistos from Rashi that by Sukkah the two walls also have to be Oimid Meruba Lo'Poretz. But even though in the two walls it's Oimid Meruba Lo'Poretz, but in the whole Hekif it's Poretz Meruba Lo'Imid. And that is good by Sukkah and no good by Shabbos. So the Chazon Ish says, that's a Moira de Kechidish. He says, if you ask him, you'll have a Rishus HaYochid. That the dimensions of the Rishus, you have three walls in this Rishus HaYochid. One wall is 20 Amis, the other two walls are 10 Amis. And on the 2 10 Amis walls, you'd have 6 Amis. On the 20 Amma wall, you'll have 11 Amis. Each wall is Oimid Meruba Ala Poretz. You have 11 out of 20 and 6 out of 10. So he says, if you'd ask him, he would think this is a kosher Rishus HaYochid. Each wall is Oimid Meruba Ala Poretz. He says, from this Rashi, it seems not to say, but if you'd cheshbon the whole Hekif, she's going to add now. So you have Porutz from the two short walls, 8 Amis. From the long wall, you have another 9 Amis, is 17 Amis. And you'll include the 20 Amis that's completely Porutz. You have 37 Amis. So you have Porutz 37 Amis. And Oimid, you'll have 11 plus 12 is 23. So that will be called Porutz Meruba Oimid. He says, I'm Moira de Kechidish. Who looks like that? L'chayre, in Shabbos, the din is you look at each wall. You need three walls, and each wall should be Oimid Meruba Ala Poretz. From this Rashi, unless there's a Greiz in Rashi, we see I'm Moira de Kechidish, that when you look L'gabi Shabbos, you have to take the whole Rishus into consideration. In order that Bako Mikol Kol Yevtev Oimid Meruba Ala Poretz, and that is mutter by Sukkah and also by Shabbos. And it would seem from Rashi also that Sukkah is also only mutter if the two walls are Oimid Meruba Ala Poretz. No. But in the Hekif HaKloli, it is Poritz Meruba Loimit. Now we know Teitschwerter. Now let us get into the swing of the Gemara. We brought this Baraisa for a reason. Now let us go back to the Loshon HaBaraisa. Vosanya, Doifen Sukkah Kedoifen Shabbos. The Baraisa said, whatever is good for Shabbos is good for Sukkah. That means, a lovadike mechitze of Shesi, of Orev will be good. You have to make sure there shouldn't be three tvochim between one con and the other con. V'yiseire Shabbos al Sukkah. And Shabbos is a chumre that Sukkah does not have. Sha'a Shabbos eino niteres ela bo'oimed meruba laporetz. Shabbos is only mutav yev oimed meruba laporetz. Asha'in came b'sukkah, that Sukkah is good. Afilo yev porotz meruba al ho'oimed. So that means, if you'll have a sukkah, which the two walls, say the way the Chazanish learns Pshat and Rashi, the two walls are Imed Merube, but taking the whole Hekif into consideration, your Poritz Merube, so that will be good for sukkah, and will not be good for Shabbos. Is my love, Yiseiro Shabbos de sukkah asukkah. So the Baraisa is telling me, this sukkah, that is Poritz Merube, so Lagabi Hilchas sukkah, it will be a good sukkah. Lagabi Hilchas Rishus HaYochid, it won't have a shame Rishus HaYochid. It won't have a shame Rishus HaYochid. So weiss doch ois, you don't say, Migui da havi doifen le'inyin sukkah, havi doifen le'inyin Shabbos. And that's the kashan Rabbi. Rabbi had said, if it has a shame doifen le'gabi sukkah, there's a shame doifen le'gabi Shabbos. Here we see that's the chomer, that hilche Shabbos are more chomer than hilche sukkah, and that even though it'll be a kosher sukkah, it won't be a kosher shus hayochit. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi Maila, that the Brice is telling us, afilu b'shabes shebesoicha chakoma, he's telling us, yiseira shabes min sukkah, that the shabes in sukkahs, deloi mishtarye litiltulei. Now here Rashi speaks about tiltul daladamis, because here we're speaking about, you don't have mechitzes. Here it's poritz meruba loimed. So it won't be mutter to be metaltul. V'ochi koma. Yeseire hilches tiltul Shabbos de sukkah. That means hilches tiltul Shabbos de sukkah legabi tiltul. You won't be able to be metaltul in this area which is poritz merube. A hilches hechshir sukkah. And the halachis of hechshir sukkah. Lechel, velishon, belotzes yidei chayva sukkah. Dilin yemeifak yidei chayva sinofik. You will be yoytze, if you have a sukkah that is poritz merube, you'll be yoytze, you'll be permitted to eat there, to sleep there, you'll be yoytze yachoyve. Ubilvad, shliyataltu bo ela arba. But you won't be able to carry in the sukkah, only till daladamis. Vlo yachnis mitoycha labayis. You won't be permitted to make achnos and aitzo. So lemaisa, so Rashi says, here we are speaking about a sukkah, which is poritz merube, you can be mekayim mitzvah sukkah, but tiltul and haitzah will be also. Let us say, migui da havidoifin linyin sukkah, havidoifin linyin Shabbos. That's the Gemara's kasha. My love, you say the Shabbos, the sukkah, sukkah, lemrine migu. So Rabbi said, no. Loi. Yiseira Shabbos da'alme al Shabbos de sukkah. Shabbos da'alme, that means, a Shabbos, if you have a sukkah in Shabbos, so just like it's a doifen legabi sukkah, it's a doifen legabi Shabbos. The Baraisa is comparing Shabbos da'alme, a Shabbos not of sukkahs, al Shabbos de sukkah. That's Shad. Yiseira. Yiseira, the Baraisa says, v'yiseira Shabbos, a Shabbos da'alma is more chomo al sukkah, al Shabbos de sukkah. That means a Shabbos to Alma, you won't be permitted to carry in this area because it's Poritz Meruba Loimit. And a Shabbos the Sukkah, you will be permitted to carry. Because we'll say, be good, have a doifel in your Sukkah, have a doifel in your Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Loi, hochi koma. Yeseira hilches tiltul Shabbos da Alma, hilches tiltul Shabbos the Sukkah. She Shabbos da Alma eina niteres ela ba'oimid merube. Deleke lemeimer ba'migu. Shabbos the Sukkah niteres mishomigu. And Shabbos the Sukkah is nito mishomigu. Prokert. We do say migu. Frag the Gemara, oh, so the Baraisa is telling us that Yeseire Shabbos the Alme is more chomer than Shabbos the Sukkah. Ihochi, listening nami, Yeseire Sukkah the Alme, a Sukkah the Shabbos. Let the Baraisa also tell me that a Sukkah during the week is more chomer than a Sukkah of Shabbos. Why? The ila sukkah the alma boy tefach soichik. A sukkah ba alma needs a tefach soichik. The ila sukkah the Shabbos lay boy tefach soichik. Aba sukkah the Shabbos lay boy tefach soichik. Besagi belechi. Atu da amret sich el gabi movo ishi yesh loy lechi kosher. Now let us see Rashi. Sokt Rashi. If the Bereise is not speaking, is comparing Shabbos the Alme to Shabbos the Sukkah. Avo Shabbos the Sukkah behilches hechshe Sukkah shove mishomigu. So let's compare Sukkah the Alme le Sukkah the Shabbos. Listen, nami yiseire hilches hechshe Sukkah the Alme the Choyl, hilches hechshe Sukkah the Shabbos. Ve'ilu sukkah de Shabbos. Im asuyo kemovui, shtei dafnoiseho zu keneged zu. Now, let us see what the Gemara is asking. Now we're speaking about, according to Rashi, we're speaking about a movui. A movui, we have two parallel mechitzes. Sagi lo belechi zokul, Eitzel hayoitze. Now you're going to make a lechi zokuf, eitzel hayoitze. Av al gav the ein roch boi tefach. So that makes it a rishus hayochit. You have, minatayre, you have two parallel mechitzes and a lechi zokuf. So memele, so that will not only make the area rishus hayochit, it will be machshel the sukkah. The migu, the havi doifen le Shabbos. Since this is a doifen le Shabbos, havinami doifen le Sukkah, so it's a doifen le Sukkah. To hamar mishum de islay migo amahochi. You said that it works out migo. Is lididach, lididach, according to you, Rabbi, the amret you hold lechi mishum mechitze, that the lechi is a shame mechitze. Bazoirek le movoi mefulish. Sheyesh loy lechi chayiv. If a person will throw in from a reshus harabim into a lech, it's a movi mefulish. Sheyesh boy lechi koldu yechayiv. Alme midiye raise mechitzei. That mina toire. This is a mechitze. Umi toichoy and min hatoire. You could take from this movui. That has two mechitzes plus a lechi, l'rishus hayochid. You're allowed to carry from this movoi into the rishus hayochid. It has two mechitzes and a lechi. Nehei de midarabonon also, so now Rashi says, in the midarabonon, you're not allowed to take out, because midarabonon, you need three mechitzes to give it a din rishus hayochid. Om midaraisim yemut, but minatoire, you're allowed to. Tomar mishum de islay migu omar hochi. Soi bazoi. So yes, the makasha sichech agabi, so memele sichech agabi movim mefulish. שיש לילכי כשירו בשבס, so this will be a kosher סוכה בשבס, ולוי בחיל. ומי גידה וידויפן לשבס, למהבי רשוס היוחי, הוידויפן לסוכה. So just like this לחי קולדו, will make it a rishus ayochid legabi shabbos min ha-toire. So we'll make it a sukkah also. Now, let me explain two things. Number one, Rashi was very careful. This is not a rishus ayochid mid rabon. This is a rishus ayochid min ha-toire. Because mid rabon you need three mechitzes to make it a rishus ayochid. Min ha-toire, but min ha-toire it's rishus ha-yochid l'gabi chiyuv. So now we'll make it a kosher sukkah. Will it make it a kosher sukkah min ha-toire or mid ha-rabbonim? So l'choire, it will make it a kosher sukkah afilu mid ha-rabbonim. Why? Because what is missing l'gabi sukkah? L'gabi sukkah, you don't need a mechitza shleima. You don't need the mechitza shleima. Chazal never said midrabon, you need three mechitzas. You need two mechitzas and a tefach soichik, whatever you need. That means you don't need a mechitza shleima. Min ha-toire, this lechi koldohu, is min ha-toire, it's like you have a mechitza on the ruach shlishes. Min ha-toire, you have a mechitza. Midrabonon, it's not a rishus ha-yochid. Why? Because the rabbonon said, no, Midarabona, we need a whole mechitza, no lundis. Lundis is not good to make it a rishus ayochid midarabona. We need three mechitza shleimis. By sukkah, the chachamim never said such a thing, three mechitza shleimis. By sukkahs, lundis is also good. Shtayim kolchosn shlishis tefach, tefach seichit. Lundis is good. Now here, we didn't have the lundis of sukkah because the shlishis was not a tefach. It was a kolshu. That was our problem over here. But as long as we'll get lumdis will be good. So memele, so that is the migu over here. Migu, it is a rishus ayochid min ha-toire. That means min ha-toire, it's considered you have two metziyistike mechitzes, and a third lumdis shemechitze. So if it's a lumdis shemechitze lagabi shabbos, which mid rabbon, you now have to be stomach and a lumdis shemechitze, so it's a lumdis shemechitze lagabi sukkah, and lagabi sukkah, you'll have to use it already. Because the sukkah, all you need is lumdis. More than lumdis, you don't need. So the Gemara says, Ahula itzterich leila shminon, the yaseira sukkah da alma sukkah de Shabbos. You don't have to, it doesn't have to tell us this. The mishum de mireisha shminale, the hashta mikilta lachmirta ma migu, migu da vedoifen le sukkah de kile, a vedoifen le Shabbos da chamire. If we say porots meruba loimit, is good by sukkah, so it's good by Shabbos also. You say mikilta lachmirta, lachmirta lekilta mi boy. The mogishes lelechi zokiv, the kosher le sukkah b'Shabbos. Now I just like to speak out a beautiful ha'ore what the gedolei achronim ask. It comes out where Rashi learns pshat in this gemara. We'll see tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem Taisus is a different pshat in this gemara, but Rashi learns pshat in this gemara that you have here. A mavui, you have here two mechitzes, and a lechi koldohu, which in Shabbos, it's a kosher sukkah, because migod avadoifel in your Shabbos is a doifel in your sukkah. Maitzoi Shabbos, you have to get out of here, it's a posel a sukkah. You don't have a doifel in shlishis, you don't have a tefach. Frekte rishash, frekte meroi mesode, there's a klal, you need a sukkah haruye leshiva. Live late in that's aloha. You need this sukkah has to be roi for 7 days. A sukkah that is not roi l'shiva is a posel sukkah. That's why we hear on Davdal you have to be mevatel it l'shiva. It has to be roi l'shiva. A sukkah that's only good for 1 day is a posel sukkah. So friends, I am moir de kikasha. So how could, if you had a mavui and you made a sichach al gabi mavui, this is a sukkah that's only good for Shabbos? Mitzoy Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, it's no good. So it's a sukkah shein nevuy l'shiva. So it's a sukkah shein nevuy l'shiva. So how is it good? As I fragel d'achoyne. Zong d'achoyne, a teretz. What's the teretz? They both say the same teretz. They say like this. What are you asking a kasha? it's a sukkah shein ruyelish. Now there's another kash. You need a shlishis tefach. You don't have a shlishis tefach also. But there's the longest of migu. Migu is a tikkun haklali. Oh, but it's good for Shabbos. It's whatever is good for Shabbos is good for sukkah. So this migu david doifin linyan Shabbos, havi doifin linyan sukkah, that means it doesn't have hilchis sukkah. Sure, it doesn't have hilchis sukkah. For more reasons than one, it doesn't have a teva, it's not roi l'shiva. Yeah, you're right. It is a chasalon taker. But migu takes away all the chaschoides. That's what it's migu. It's good for Shabbos, it's good for sukkah. There's a moyim dike minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch says, if you'll have a stolen wall, which we'll have later in lulav ha'gozel, it's a posel sukkah. Because you need disha lachem, you need, according to Kabbalah, that the sukkah gzula is posel. So a stolen wall will be posel. Shabbos will be a kosher sukkah. Migo da havidoifen l'inyin Shabbos, havidoifen l'inyin sukkah. Now, that l'chayre kemen zech abissel mefakbik sein. The migo, that's an the minchas chinuch din. The migo works. That means if it has hilchas doifen l'gabi Shabbos, it has hilchas doifen l'gabi sukkah. A stolen wall spelt nicht in hilchas doifen. It's a wall. Ich think it's a wall. But it's a psul of gzula. So l'chayre migo couldn't help there. And in the same vein can McLaren what these achoinim are answering if it's taka posha teteres. If you would say the din sukkah haruya l'shiva is a din in the doifin, you need a doifin that is kosher for 7 days, it's the din in the shiva's a doifin. So then we can understand their teretz. Me go down, but listen, it's a doifin l'gabi Shabbos. So you know, all these things fall away. If it's a doifin l'gabi Shabbos, it's a doifin l'gabi sukkah. But if we will assume for 1 minute the sukkah haruya l'shiva is not a din in the shiva's of the doifin. Sadin Allah, you need a sukkah ruya l'shiva. It's not, the chesaron is not in the doifen. There's a different chesaron. So memele, so then weiter, it wouldn't be so poshit if we will say, migui da havi doifen le'inyin Shabbos, havi doifen le'inyin sukkah.